All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Reish Zayin. Talich Hashkotas HaMachshavos Kitzad. So how does one go about quieting down one's thoughts, as we spoke about last week? Hayitziyah mitfisas HaMachshava HaPnimis. Ligilui shel etzem pnimios ha'adam. The journey or the process from ultimately leaving a thoughtful state to going ahead and revealing the inner essence of man. So we'll say here, the Mechaber is restating that which we have spoken about already a number of times in the past week. Namely, that in order to truly reveal one's inner eye, and in order to truly reveal who one is on the inside, although we've taken all of this time to focus on thought, the ultimate step is to try to figure out how to silence thought. That's the only way to truly understand who one is, to discover one's inner self. This is Nasa Levair Zos Mea Olam HaMuchash Mokulam. So we'll say, remember, the idea behind all of this, just to restate it, although we've said it a number of times, is that when a person is thinking, a person is in a state of movement, of doing, of accomplishment. In order to truly discover who I am on the inside, I have to be in a quiet, contemplative state. So although we always thought that thought itself was the quiet, contemplative state, it now comes out that thought itself is an active state as well. So now after we put all this focus on trying to become a thoughtful, introspective person, now we put our focus on trying to figure out how to become or how to quiet those thoughts. So how do we do this? Kol adam makir etzel atzmo. Kama ufanim shel machshavos. Every person recognizes that he has a number of different, what we'll call, categories of thought. Yesh na machshava kalila, or mela shekita mod. There are some very, for lack of a better term, what we'll call superficial thoughts that are, by definition, very, very quieting, serene thoughts. Ledugma. Let's give an example of this. Adam shemistakel yemina usmola, bichde lavar b'ma'avar chatzio. So what happens? Person is standing at an intersection, and they look right or left before crossing the street. Im ein lo eza siut nafshi tuunas drachim uchidome. If there's not something major happening at the intersection, there's no traffic or anything else, accident, hu meif mabat yimina usmola b'mihirut v'chutza. So what happens? What does a person do before they go out and they cross the street? They look right. They look left, they quickly scan their surroundings, and that's it. Meaning, there's not any deep thought involved in it. He looks and he sees. So let's say, for example, if you think about the thought involved with crossing the street, there's not deep thought. That thought does not take me to any faraway place. That thought's more, it's like a superficial glance. I look here, I look there, everything is fine, let's move on. Meidach, on the other hand, makirim anu ofanim shel machshavos iyunios. On the other hand, there are other times in life where we have deep thought, mamikos. Lepamim adam nimtza be'ezeshu inyan sabuch. Sometimes a person is in a very difficult circumstance. Bein imze inyan limudi o inyan maasi. Maybe this is something, again, some intellectual crisis or some actual crisis. And what happens? A person summons up all of their intellectual abilities in order to figure out a solution. Last paragraph. Anoshim sha'ovdim ba'anhalas cheshbonos l'dugma. See, here's an example over here. Someone's in accounting. Kishalom istadar lahem hama'azan. When what happens? When the balance sheet doesn't quite equal out, so they wanted to themselves, where did my number run to? Meaning, a person tallies up the debits and the credits, and what happens? They do not equal up. So before a person gets into creative accounting, right, so a person tries to figure out, where did the money go? So that's an example of a deep thought, where a person is really going to plumb the depths and try to figure something out. A person's in a difficult circumstance. A person's in trouble. A person's had a terrible setback. These are all circumstances where a person is going to think about what it is that's happening and try to figure out a solution, as opposed to crossing the street. So crossing the street, again, assuming there's nothing major going on, I look right, I look left, I move forward. He says, Zoi Rukuz Machshavti, Machshava Me'umetzes, Tat Page Reish Ches. La Adam, so he says, La Acha Sha Adam, Ma'ameitz Es Machshavosav. Ima Imots Haya Chazak Mimuchad, Hu Av Alalachosh Kevirosh. And when a person is thinking in a very deep way, sometimes thought could be so deep that literally, I have a headache. Kimo, shekishaholich adam baraglav yeser alamid raglav kavos. Just like again, if a person walks too far, walks for a long time, their legs could hurt them, right? As a result of all of the walking. Kach gam bekoach hamachshava. So too is with the power of thought. Im adam ma'amit es sirire hamoach lemala me'agvul she'elav urhugal. If a person pushes his brain, his mind, his thought capacity in a way that he's not normally used to, heim yisya'ifu, they'll become tired, yach'ivu, will go ahead and actually hurt. Okay? Michad kimo she'arachnu, adam tzarech lehit ragel lachshov machshavos yinios. Ma'amikos. So on one hand, like we have spoken about, man should try to become a deep thinker. Amnam talich zeh yotzer michad yitzia mehama'aseh v'hadibor l'socha adam. On the other hand, amnam talich zeh yotzer michad yitzia mehama'aseh v'hadibor l'socha adam. Avam idach hu yotzer ra'ash p'ni b'socha adam. So we'll say, on one hand, as we've said before, becoming a thoughtful person ultimately allows a person to transcend simply the levels of speech and action. On the other hand, as we all know, becoming a thoughtful person often could cause an incredible amount of turbulence. I tell us, you know how sometimes you see people and they don't seem to be exceptionally deep or profound people, and you're a little bit jealous. Because you think to yourself, my gosh, you know what? How wonderful it would be in life. I'll tell you, you'll laugh at this. I sit in the city, so I'll come home sometimes. That was during the summer more. And you'll see the guys, you know, sitting on the tractor mower cutting the grass. And I'll say to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous of that guy. Right? Can you imagine that? You get on the tractor, right? You put on your earphones, you go ahead, you drive along the whole day. You know, all right. I'm sure he's not making a lot of money. I'm sorry, allergies, right? I'm sure he's not making a lot of money. But, you know, can you imagine just the menuchas nefesh, right? Just the inner tranquility that, I mean, again, obviously you don't know what's happening in anyone's life. I'm sorry? 100%. I'm saying you never know what happens, but you think to yourself, like, wow. Like, the truth is, the guy's got a job. He shows up. He's got to cut the grass. He knows exactly what he has to do. His goals are clearly attainable. He could see the results of his labor quite immediately. He doesn't have to second guess, should I have cut it shorter or lower or a little bit closer to the edge? You know, it's clear what he has to do. And, like, you think to yourself, my gosh, we're consumed with all of these thoughts all of the time. So he says, like, something amazing, that sometimes we feel this way. Sometimes you wish you could almost turn off the thought a little bit, because the more we think, it becomes very turbulent. That's what he's describing over here. Ein zel rash, look what he writes, ein zel rash shel traktorim or bulldozerim. Right, this is Hebrew, by the way. Right. So again, this is not the noise of tractors or bulldozers. Aval etzem hamachshava he'iyunis he'tenua mitamedes v'soch hamachshava sa'adam. So again, the noise that we're talking about that's caused by thought is not the noise of tractors or bulldozers, right? But ultimately, again, it's the essence of thought itself that could cause man to just be in constant, perpetual movement, which could create a certain degree of internal turbulence. Kasher adam chay ba'ofen tivi. When a person lives, we'll call it a natural state, without being a deep thinker, if a person isn't a deep thinker, so the truth is they don't exercise their power of thought, that means their power of thought is weak. Eitzel rov ha'anoshim, mi shelo osek ba'avode iyunis, koach hamachshava kalilu mahir umemele yachas is shaked. So for some people who don't really ever try to become deep thinkers, so their power of thought is very superficial. And because it's superficial, on one hand again, so for such an individual, they're not a deep thinker, so they're missing out on that ability to contemplate, to introspect. On the other hand, they generally have a lot less life turbulence because they're just not deep thinkers. So because they're not deep thinkers, again, life is pretty simple, straightforward. Gam im hu poel kol hazman, even if a person works all the time, look what he writes. Kigod itzel nashim ha'ovdos kemaskiros shemerimos shalosh telefonim b'yachad. So it's interesting, he gives an example, like the switchboard operators. So you ever see this, right? The switchboard operators, so what are they doing? They're answering three phones at a time. Now, how do you do that? How do you do something like that? And the simple answer is because they're not giving deep thought to any one of the calls, meaning they keep it on a super, otherwise if you get too deep into it, you lose your focus. So simply what they're doing is, where do you need to go? What do you need to do? Boom, 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 boom. That's it. So the truth is, a lot of people go ahead and simply go ahead and live their life as switchboard operators, right? Something comes up, what do I have to do? Don't really give it too much thought. Don't really give it too much contemplation. Just simply tell me where I need to direct the call, and that's it. Now, of course, again, if I get into trouble, or I get ensnared in something, so that's when I have to begin sometimes to give a little bit of deep thought. But he says, most people go ahead and simply live life in a very superficial, not deep thinking state. And it works fine for them. They're a switchboard operator figuring out where to go, except in times of crisis when suddenly you have to become a deeper thinker. So we'll stop over here for today. But again, you see Kamas like almost like the alternate paradigm that he's creating. On one hand, we strive to be these inner deeper thinkers. On the other hand, being a deep thinker causes a lot of life turbulence. It just causes a lot of life turbulence. On the other hand, so what's the alternative? To be a superficial thinker and sometimes be a lot happier, to be honest. Sometimes just find a lot more joy in day-to-day life. On the flip side, I go ahead and what? On the flip side, I lose out on a world of deeper thought, self-exploration, and introspection. On the other hand, also remember, becoming a deeper thinker also prevents me from having that inner quiet. So obviously, we have to find this balance, because to live life like a switchboard operator, not a good idea. Constant deep thinker breeds constant life turbulence and inability to experience inner serenity, not good either. The balance, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Okay.